I'm ready, Master.
Right, so welcome to episode 2 of our audio clips quiz. If you haven't listened to the first episode, why not? Go back and listen to it.
Exactly.
If you have, awesome, great. Welcome back. If you don't know what we're doing, we're playing audio clips at each other. Person has to guess the film that it's from, has to be exact. So it can't be like Civil War if it's Endgame, you fucker. And we can have anyone in the clip as a person or any of the actors in the clip.
Yeah, and you can have a hint for 1 point.
Yeah, so it's 2 points available every question, but you can give up one of those points for a meaty clue.
A meaty clue. And what movie are we watching?
So we will be watching the 1999 classic, The Net, starring Sandra Bullock.
Yeah, the one that almost was a recommendation, but got beaten by sharks.
Yeah, so I did listen back to our episode and I did say a film that was going to torture you.
Yeah.
And
it was American Pie.
It was American Pie. I misremembered it in the later in the episode as The Net, but it was American Pie.
Yeah.
I feel like American Pie's had its day.
I feel like it's one of those movies where I've seen it in clips.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I know that movie. You know, it's kind of like a Wizard of Oz. I've never seen a Wizard of Oz from beginning to end, but I think I've seen so many clips of it that I just know in a movie. You know, it's one of those.
Okay, first one's ready.
I'm ready, sir.
Okay, this is number one.
Don't cry, don't cry, don't cry, don't cry, don't cry.
Let's keep playing over and over again.
I got it. Okay.
Yeah?
No. Sounds like Chris Hemsworth.
Okay.
Doing something. Wait, can you do it again?
Yeah.
I'm going to lose this quiz.
Oh, I thought this was going to be one of the easy ones.
Shit.
Don't cry, don't cry, don't cry, don't cry, don't cry.
I will say this about this, but even though I thought this was going to be the one of the each ones, the fact that he's slightly whispering does make it quite difficult.
Yeah. Now I'm thinking, I don't know, maybe because I heard Chris Hemsworth first, but I don't think that anymore. Maybe it sounds like Star-Lord in Guardians, kind of.
Okay.
It's kind of his voice quality, and something he would say. I don't know what, at what. I need a clue.
You need a clue. Okay. I'm going to go meaty clue.
Yeah.
What's his name? This film also stars Jack Black.
Oh, must be Jumanji 2. Welcome to the Jumanji. Who says that, though? It's The Rock.
It's The Rock. Yeah, it is.
The Rock from Jumanji. Welcome to the Jumanji.
It is. That is the right answer, but unfortunately you do only get one point for having a clue.
Yeah, I wouldn't have got that without the hint.
Okay, that's like the bit I remember most from Jumanji.
Yeah, I don't remember anything from that movie.
To be fair, I think going down my list, this is like just the bits of the film that I remember the most from all the films.
Yeah, well, I'm similar, to be fair. I was like with the ghost story, with the big monologue. I was like, I knew you're not going to get that. But I was like, that's memorable to me. Well, was it that we got World War Z?
Yeah.
There. Did you?
I will give you 2 points.
Yeah, give me 2 points. Daddy, please.
I will only give you 2 points if you can remember, because I said it less than an hour ago.
No.
What his job was.
The Villadectorian. It was started with a V. It's Scientist Man.
Scientist. It's not Scientist Man.
Yeah.
I will still give you it.
Yeah.
Because you started with it. It's virologist.
It doesn't matter.
It's a virologist.
Yeah, Valedictorian.
All right, you ready for the number two?
Number two, two, two.
Number two, 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 two.
Hey, rotate the turret 82 degrees.
Shoot down that other drone?
No. They're trying to fly that tank.
Yeah. I was very confused because it sounded like two clips at the same time for a second.
Yeah, it's just music in the background. Music
and two people talking over each other. I was genuinely thought we were playing two clips at the same time somehow. That is A-Team.
It is the A-Team.
And it's Lady.
It's Lady, but I am going to push you for an actress and or name.
They all look the same. all those early 2000s actresses, they're all the same. I'm sorry if that's not feminist enough. I didn't hire them. I have her face in front of me.
Yeah.
Do you know? Do you have a character name?
I have her name. I have a character name. But I will actually. Do you know what? I'm going to be nice.
Yeah.
For once in my life, and I will settle on her rank.
That's not easier. But I was actually going
to. I think it's out of every name in existence.
Well.
Or I was a rank of military personnel. I think rank of military personnel is easier.
I was actually going to go down on the road where surely it's a character from the TV show as well. So what's an 80s lady name?
No, I wouldn't go that way. That way it's not going to help you.
Okay.
It's
for some reason Sergeant is in my head.
Yeah. You reckon? Last. Yeah. No, it's Lieutenant Sosa, played by Jessica Biel.
Oh yeah, Lieutenant blah blah blah. Oh, that was our joke in the episode. I remember now.
Really?
Yeah. Lieutenant blah, blah, blah.
Cool. Okay, 1 point. Shit. Still getting points, man. Getting points. I'm ready.
Hadn't seen you in a while.
Yeah, no shit. I ended up in the hospital last time I saw you. Nurses wouldn't let me sleep. They were afraid I'd go into a coma.
Nothing worse than dying slowly in the ICU.
I got it.
Yeah.
It's J.K. Simmons in Palm Springs.
It is J.K. Simmons in Palm Springs.
It's just his voice is unmistakable. And then maybe Palm Springs was in my mind because I think when we did the test run for this, you also picked Palm Springs.
Did I?
Yeah, so I thought you were going to pick a Palm Springs.
Ah, I forgot all about that.
Yeah. To be fair, I did Freddy Got Fingered with the sausages for the test run.
Right, okay. Okay, number four is the one that we did in the last quiz.
Okay, yeah.
It's World War Z.
Yay. I win. Yeah, I win 2 points.
2 points. You're doing really well so far. You got six points out of a potential eight.
I think it's still amazing that we got one that's the same quote.
I thought it was inevitable.
I don't think so. Like, just think about all the movies we've seen, plus all the movies we've seen individually, plus, like, all the dialogue from those movies.
I think we were always going to pick some really stupid ones, though. Yeah. There's very little stupider than that quote. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I've got a question I should have asked the previous episode. When we did Space Jam, was it Michael Jordan voice that gave you away or the blah, 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 in the background?
Actually, it was Michael Jordan.
Yeah. I thought that was going to be a big giveaway because in the background you keep hearing like cartoon noises. Blah, blah,
blah, blah, blah. What? Number five.
Yeah.
Mambo ready? Number five.
When I ordered the hit on you, I worried that I was killing the golden goose.
It's terrible audio quality.
You must recognize the voice.
I don't, actually.
Okay. I'm just going to stony blank face you for this thing.
I know, it's just really hard to make my way sad, but I got it for the second time. When I ordered the hit on you, like, I got the golden goose or whatever. It sounds like Jeff Bridges. And he's like assembling something. He's like assembling a gun or something. When I ordered a hit on you, it doesn't sound like it would be Goats because it's a bit too sinister for that. And he wasn't a sinister character in that. But what did we watch? And what? It can't be Tron because he's assembling something. Or maybe it's not Jeff Bridges. That's the real. Are you saying I should recognize this voice? Can I get a hint, please?
You want a hint?
Yeah. The poker phrase is throwing me off.
Okay. Your hint is, your hint is Gwyneth Paltrow.
Is that that movie where she's fat? And then there's this weird movie with her and someone, some terrible comedian, where he sees her as fat and everyone sees her as skinny.
In a comedy of gigantic proportions.
You want to see a splash? I'm going to show you a splash. Ready?
No, it's not my real guest. Gwyneth Paltrow. It doesn't sound like one of the Iron Mans. No, Jeff Bridges wouldn't say that in Iron Man. It's a weird coincidence that I think that it's Jeff Bridges.
Right. You gave me a countdown. I'm giving you a countdown.
Yeah. It's not going to be, but I'm thinking Iron Man 1, Jeff Bridges.
Spot on.
Is it?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. You only get 1 point because you had a clue, but yeah, that was
it. Shit. Okay. Wow.
It's when he gets Tony paralyzed.
Yes.
And he takes the thing out of his chest. That's what the noise was. It's the thing that took the thing out of his chest.
God, your poker face is too good.
Oh my God, you circled. you went to Jeff Bridges. They went so far away from Jeff Bridges. And they gave you Gwyneth Paltrow. And you said, oh, Gwyneth Paltrow. So it's not Iron Man then. She's in every one of them.
I know, but... You know, I was more thinking because you gave me a clue earlier saying that you mostly picked movies that we watched together.
Okay.
So I was thinking the three Jeff Bridges-a-thons that we did,
mm-hmm.
but none of them fit. And also the audio quality for that was terrible. So that's why
I mean, it's pretty good. I mean, for me, it sounded pretty good.
He has a deep voice, and some of the bass on that is terrible. I think it's just the YouTube compression.
Right. You're getting a short clip this time.
Okay.
Ready?
Mm-hmm.
All right, everyone, chill.
That's three words.
All right, cool. Fine.
Oh, I know what it is, actually.
Yeah.
I know it's Batman and Robin and Mr. Freeze, Arnold Schwarzenegger.
It is.
I got stuck with the rules a little bit. Can I get 3 points because I got it from three words?
No. If I don't get 3 points for naming everyone in the scene,
mm-hmm.
then you don't get 3 points for... If I don't get 3 points for Rip Torn.
That's true. He makes, like, ice puns throughout this whole movie. And he says things like, do you know what killed the dinosaurs? The Ice Age. And that's, like, incorrect. So just spews incorrect scientific information at Batman.
This is now number 7.
Mm-hmm.
This one I think you might struggle with.
Okay.
For your enjoyment, I bring you a dear, sweet man, Mr. Henry Winkler.
Okay, you can't have Henry Winkler, because...
How can I forget? How can I forget the most miserable movie I've seen during this podcast? Just called Little Nicky?
Yep.
Who says it, though? Oh, the devil brother.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have to get more specific?
Yes, you do.
That's not fair. I gave you Scientist Man.
No, you didn't.
I don't know the actor's name.
You should know the actor's name. He's quite a famous actor.
I know, and you told me that during the episode, and I still don't know. David Bowie-looking guy. I'm not going to get this name. I'm trying to think what name he would be, like a satanic kind of name.
His name is... Dun, 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 dun.
Damien. Yeah, Damien. That's what I was exactly thinking. Lucius.
Lucius. You getting Lucius?
Come on, give me the 2 points. I know the character. Devil
Are
Brother.
You saying Lucius?
Yes.
Okay, that is incredibly close because Lucius was the brother... of Adrian, who were you looking for?
Come on.
No.
Come on.
No.
I knew the character.
No, you didn't.
Who the fuck remembers Little Nicky?
Risa Funds, man. Everyone knows Risa Funds.
He's you're a fan of that guy.
He's good.
He's good, but just whatever.
I understand you're not getting Jessica Biel because ain't no one seen Jessica Biel. Yes, it's Risa Funds.
Okay. Oh, yeah, Jessica Biel. On Jessica Believable. All
right. Next one.
Yeah.
It's probably one of the easiest ones on my list.
Okay.
Right? You ready for this? You're doing very well. So
not as well as you, I think.
Yeah, no, you are. Out of a possible 14 points so far, you've got 2, 4, 6, 9.
About the same level as you right now, I think.
Okay. But, you know, we get there's some easy ones in here. There's some harder ones.
Yeah, come on, I got the brother's name.
Well, that sucks for you.
It's not my fault that I can't see colour.
Right, this is actually the whole clip, so you can go ahead and put it back in. Right, come on, easiest one in the world. I do this for the audience, so they can play along. All these weirdo film shit that we've put in here so far that people are like, what the fuck?
Like Andy the Talking Hedgehog.
Andy the Talking Hedgehog, fucking Jessica Biel in the A-Team, you know, Palm Springs. Everyone listening, this one goes out to you.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I haven't seen the movie, but I know what it is.
Yeah.
It's Tom Hanks.
Yeah.
And I haven't seen the movie.
Have you not?
No.
Oh, everyone's seen this film.
I know. Spirited Away. No. Cast Away. What's that movie called? I know what it is. I know it's The Bull.
Mm-hmm.
And he fucks the bull or something in the movie. I heard that's what the movie is about. Cast Away? This is unfair because I haven't seen the movie. Got cast on an island.
It's just like Poor Things all over again.
No, not really, because you've seen Poor Things.
I'm going to give you Cast Away. It is Cast Away.
There you go. And I haven't seen the movie, so 3 points.
No.
Plus 3 points. You're cheating and trying to get around
it's
the rules.
It's one of the most famous scenes in all of cinema.
But you should know that's why I haven't seen it. Because I'm like, oh yeah, I know that movie. Even though I haven't seen it.
Castaway is a fantastic film. I'm glad I went with that one. Because there is like, well, there is one you actually would have had to have seen the film for. Mm-hmm. There's a bit where he starts a fire. And he's dancing around the fire.
Just to let you know, audience, I'm too unearned bonus points in right now. Because Rick ran around the rules. The minus 2 points from his.
Cool. Right, you ready?
Yeah.
This one you should get. And this one is not for the audience.
What does the death touch do?
It kills you, Bob. The one touch.
Jesus.
There's a story that Wong Wofu, the great Chinese martial artist, was in a fight with a guy. He was beating him. The guy gave him this light tap. Wong looked at him. The guy just nodded. That was it. He'd given him the death touch. Wong died.
Then and there?
No. About 18 years later.
Oh, yeah. The Man Who Stared at Goats.
Yep.
That's George Clooney.
Yep. I love that film. Yeah. I really do.
It's really funny.
All right, 2 points. See? It's not that bad. Oh, you're definitely going to get this next one.
Okay.
And when you take on the responsibility, great power will come.
You know what's funny about this one? This was on my list to do.
Really?
Yeah. So we almost mixed in this one too.
Okay, so
yeah.
The caveat with this one is I am going to need the character's name. Or at least like who he is in the film.
Dude, even the screenplay writer doesn't know. what the fuck do you want from me? This is impossible.
Or just that, who is he? What does he do?
Okay, I can tell you that. So this is Madame Web.
Yep.
The bungled responsibility line. Just to make some sort of connections to Spider-Man. And it is the Spider-Man of the jungle. It's Jungle Spider-Man man who guards the cave and waits for Madame Web to tell her about when responsibility happens, you get the big power. Is that specific enough for you?
That'll do.
Yeah.
That'll do.
That's his full job title.
We are at the halfway point and you have 16 points.
Ooh.
So you are in the lead.
I'm in the lead so far for
a potential 32.
Yeah.
Okay, right. This one might be a bit harder. This is a fairly famous line. I'm confident that it's doable.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure you're going to get it.
Okay.
But we'll give it a go.
Are you saying I'm a dummy?
No, it's... Ready?
Yep.
Hey, Benny! Looks to me like you're on the wrong side of the river!
Sounds like Nicolas Cage.
I'm going to go to completely stone face because I need you to fuck this up.
The reefer? Is that what he says? Can you just have, like, at least that, tell me?
It's river.
A river? Like, Little Nicky came up again in my mind for some reason, but it can't be that. Can it? No. Sounds like Nicolas Cage. Is this a movie I've seen?
I think so. If it's not a movie you've seen, you automatically get 2 points.
Okay.
I feel like we've had conversations about this film. If you haven't seen Castaway, I'm really worried you haven't seen this film. I'll tell you now, the entire quiz rests on whether or not you've seen this film. Because I need you to get 0 points in this.
Okay.
Because my list only gets easier.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to need a help, please.
You're going to need a help?
Yes.
Okay, I'll give you first one. And if you think that's too vague, I'll be better. A spin-off of this starred The Rock.
Oh, was it The Mummy? That's the only thing I can think of that is because he has a Scorpion King. The Rock is the Scorpion King. There's like 8 movies in the franchise. It's a weird straight-to-video franchise. Doesn't sound like Brandon Fraser to me.
No?
Spin-off. And then the other spin-off is I believe it was Black Adam. I don't think it's going to be that. It doesn't sound like a polished DC movie product, you know? Sounds like some maniac shouting. And that's why it doesn't sound like The Mummy either. I guess they could be. Okay, I'll guess The Mummy.
Yeah?
Yeah.
It is The Mummy.
It is?
It is The Mummy,
Who the fuck says that?
Brendan Fraser.
Yeah?
Yeah. It's like there's so many memes based on this.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Doesn't it sound like Nicolas Cage?
Reba!
The reason I wasn't sure is because when you imagine Brendan Fraser in the movie, he's like this Harrison Ford kind of cool guy.
Mm-hmm.
River! You know, that doesn't...
He's shouting across a river.
I guess so, but just the way he does it is...
Well, his facial expression's really like, nah.
Okay, yay.
Cool, 1 point. I forgot you could have clues. All right, this one, I mean, come on.
I can still fuck it up. Fake confidence is the one that usually does me in. Every game we play.
You ready?
Yeah.
Cool.
So why steal them?
Well, because he thought it was good sport. Because some men aren't looking for anything logical, like money. They can't be bought, bullied, reasoned, or negotiated with. Some men just want to watch the world burn.
But Rick, you can't play clips from our episodes. Me doing Michael Caine impressions, that's against the rules. It is Alfred Pennyworth, played by Michael Caine, in The Dark Knight.
It is
talking that. About the Joker.
Yeah, I'm talking about the Joker.
Yeah. It did sound like me, though.
That is my favourite quote from The Dark Knight. People do all the different quotes, but yeah, some men just want to watch the world burn.
Yeah, I would have got it just from that.
Yeah.
That's the famous one, yeah.
Cool. Right, so, I mean, you're pretty much there. You're on 19 points with a possible 14 to go.
Mm-hmm.
You only need 10 from the last 14.
Okay. I'll try not to ask for hints to make this exciting.
Yeah?
Yeah. Okay. I'll try, but I also really want to watch Human Tornado.
Just know that you will get the last two. So it's 4 points from the last two.
You thought about Castaway too.
Yeah, but I thought you'd seen it. Right, so this is a deep cut. And I tell you now, I am going to push you for a name, but it's a film that you love.
How did the rules say name or character?
Name or character. Yeah, okay. That's fine.
What do you mean?
I think you're a lot more likely to get the character than the actor.
That's rare.
Right, you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Lizzie, how can you put your faith in a man you spectacularly binned for being unreliable? A man whose idea of a romantic night spot and an impenetrable fortress are the same thing.
So this is one of my favorite parts from this film.
Okay.
No?
I have no idea.
I don't know if you caught, but he did actually say a name in there.
Oh, no, I didn't.
Okay.
Shit. Lizzie, I think he said, or something like that. Just sometimes my brain needs to catch up with what I'm hearing, you know? Am I supposed to get this one?
Yeah.
It's something I love.
Yeah.
Lizzie. It's Lizzie.
Lizzie's not in the scene.
He says Lizzie.
Okay, but she doesn't have a speaking line in that clip.
So?
No, absolutely not. That's,
sorry?
No. Somebody
you guessed.
Somebody needs to talk in the clip for you to get a point from their name.
It's a man's idea of a holiday is being on the impenetrable something. It sounds like Superman's Fortress of Solitude, but that's not it. God, the movie I love, Lizzie. It sounds cheap and stupid.
That's your clue.
Is it Deep Blue Sea? It sounds cheap.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why does that come into my head, but it sounds cheap, like a cheap crap movie.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to need a clue.
You're going to need a clue. I feel like I've already given you a clue. It's a film that you love.
Oh, come on.
I feel like that's a clue enough.
It's not Amadeus.
Okay, yeah. I will. This may lose me the entire quiz.
Give me a very vague hint.
Okay.
Not a meaty hint.
So this is also almost a film that you love.
So I love it and I almost love it?
No. So it's almost another film that you love. And that, I'll tell you now, people listening to this, that doesn't help them. I guess the clue should be like good enough.
Well, whatever.
So that people listening at home can get it if they didn't get it the first time.
People know my tastes. I'm gonna make a wild guess. Hold on 1 second. I know my guess. I just need to think about what the movie's called. It's a Robert Pattinson in space movie. High Life. That's my guess.
That's your guess?
Yeah.
Wow, that couldn't be more wrong. No offense. It's Shaun of the Dead.
Is it?
Yeah, it's Shaun of the Dead. It's Dylan Moran in Shaun of the Dead.
Oh, Lizzie, yeah. There's a Lizzie in that.
Yep.
If I heard the Irish accent...
It was his Irish accent the whole time.
There's not enough distinguishable. I was thinking more sci-fi with the impenetrable fortress. Oh well. I do love that movie.
Yeah.
What's the almost love?
It's because it's almost Hot Fuzz.
I like Hot Fuzz more than Shaun of the Dead.
That's what I said. That's what I meant. It's a film you love and it's almost a film you love.
I see. Well, that wouldn't help me anyway. Okay.
Okay, I really thought you'd get that.
Yeah.
I thought you'd watched that film enough times that it was...
His Irish accent didn't really come through.
No?
No, he's like, he was rolling his R's and stuff like an American would, so I wasn't really...
Irish roll their R's?
Yeah, but that's my point, is that just in that short clip, I couldn't tell. You know, I had like a mental image of like a Fast and Furious movie as well, where it's like...
You're just all over this game.
I am.
Like High Life, Fast and the Furious.
I am. I think I said High Life because there's a Lizzie in that somewhere, I think.
Yeah, I think you're right, actually. Yeah. I think the daughter's named Lizzie.
Yeah.
Right.
But that's it.
Cool. Okay, you ready?
Mm-hmm.
From the ashes a fire shall be woken. A light from the shadow shall spring. Renewed shall be blade that was broken.
I know it from the music, man.
Yeah.
I might need to hear it one more time just because it could be three movies. Is it Star Wars? Okay. So, the movie still could be a mystery. Fuck. Because my first thought was Cate Blanchett, but it actually doesn't sound like Cate Blanchett. But everyone whispers in Lord of the Rings. All the females are like, and then the darkness came over. But it actually sounds like Liv Tyler. The other one. The other female character. She's talking about the blade. Probably to Aragorn. But then she could be talking about the blade to his father and like the third one when they reforge it. Fuck. That is actually hard. Even though I know exactly what it is. God, that's hard. That's the problem. I'm going between the first and the third movie.
Cool. So, fun fact.
Yeah.
I didn't look up which one of the films this was from. It never occurred to me that I would have to be specific.
Oh, it's Lord of the Rings, the one film.
So, I've just looked up.
Oh, shit.
I've just asked the producer which one of these films it's from.
You accidentally created a perfect troll moment. Because it could be the first one or the third one. In the second one, she's not really around. Mm-hmm. And I just can't remember in the first one, she pretty much just talks to Aragorn. And she's more soft-spoken in that, not this authoritative way.
Okay.
So I'm thinking the third one, actually. I'm thinking Return of the King. And I can't remember her name exactly.
You have said the actress already.
Is it Liv Tyler?
It is Liv Tyler.
I just popped into my head. I had no idea. I'm going to go Return of the King.
It is Return of the King.
Yeah.
Motherfucker.
And I logicked that out, motherfucker. Because in the second one, they don't really talk about the broken sword shit. No. It comes up in the first one, it's like, that's your legacy. And then in the third one, they actually reforge it. Yay. I'm happy how I managed to logic that out. I'm proud of myself.
So you should be.
Yeah. These are the kind of moments I wanted in this, where I'm, I can logic it out. With Aragorn, she's more like,
Right, I'm ready.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then you'll still be depressed. Even more depressed, probably, because of your fucked up face. Try and angle it right to the rear base of the head. Okay?
Sounded like an accent. What the fuck? That sounds familiar. It sounds like something we watched recently. I don't know why.
Okay.
Oh no, I know what it is. It's your favorite, Reese Fans in Gods Akimbo. But that's not my final guess. Can I hear again? Just in case. Because you're giving me too good of a poker face. Yeah, I'm sure now. Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, it's Reese Fans playing a hobo in Guns Akimbo.
1 out of 2. It's Reese Darby.
Oh.
Reese Darby plays. Reese Fans was in Little Nicky. Completely different person.
Pick a different name. Did you know Michael Keaton is called Michael Douglas, but he just picked a name out of the phone book because there's like some rules with the SAG, the Screen Actors Guild, that you can't use the same name.
Oh, really?
Whenever you have an established name, yeah. So it's Michael Douglas.
Oh, really?
Michael Keaton, he said he flipped up the phone book and that's the first one he looked at. Keaton.
Good to know.
We'll get confusing. Michael Douglas.
Mm.
I said hobo. That was his profession.
Yeah, homeless guy.
Yeah. So 2 points.
Nah, but you said Reese Fans, really.
Does it really matter which Reese, is it?
Yes. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Every mammal on this planet instinctively develops a natural equilibrium with the surrounding environment, but you humans do not. You move to an area and you multiply and multiply until every natural resource is consumed. The only way you can survive is to spread to another area. There is another organism on this planet that follows the same pattern. Do you know what it is? A virus.
Wow.
That was a long quote, man.
I know, but I still have no idea. The voice sounds like... Is that a guy who's cancelled? Which one? Out of thousands.
Does not narrow it
down. Oh, what's his name? He was the murderer in Seven,
Okay.
What's his name? Well, come on now.
I'm going to give you random people's names. Absolutely not.
I'm just still thinking.
This is another thing I need you to lose points on.
Okay.
I was so sure you were going to get this. This is my favorite quote from this film. We listened to the whole thing as well. It's like a minute long.
Yeah. What's his name? But I feel like I'm maybe completely going down the wrong road if I just concentrate on the name. Species, virus. Well, what did we watch that virus? World War Z. You wouldn't do that again, would you?
I did think, like, originally, because I started, like, a few bits, so I was going to do 20 Tom Hanks films.
I think you said that to me. Yeah. God. You know, weirdly, what comes to mind is that Bryan Singer Superman film, where he plays Lex Luthor. But it doesn't really fit. Is there a virus in that movie? No, not really. But you do like that movie, you weirdo.
What, Superman Returns?
Yeah.
Okay.
Boring as a movie. Hint. Hint, hint,
hint. Hint, hint. I don't want to give you a hint. That's my hint. Oh, God. How can I give you a hint of this without completely giving it away? Oh, my God. It's real close as well. You're on 21 points.
And how many more is there?
There's 10 more points to play for.
Okay. I can get 0 and still
win. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, if you got 0 on this, you'd have to get the last 4 to draw.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Oh, my God. It's tense. How can I give you... Okay. You dislike this film because of the colour of it.
It's not Extraction. That would be weird. What other movie that is, like, the colour? It's too many.
Doing the countdown music, by the way.
I know. I got that. That's what I did as well. I got nothing. I got nothing.
Okay.
I mean, I'm trying to think about the actor's name, but I'm not even sure that's him.
Might as well say a name. It's nothing. You're not going to lose anything.
Yeah, it's the guy who plays Frank Underwood in the House of Cards, whatever his name is.
Is that your guess? I can tell you the name if that's your guess.
Yeah.
His name's Kevin Spacey.
Yeah, Kevin Spacey.
You say Kevin
Spacey? Did I get it right?
No.
Oh, Kevin Spacey and Superman Returns, whatever.
It's Hugo Weaving in The Matrix. The Matrix is the film that you most classically hate because of the colour of it.
Yeah, like the colour and everyone mumbles. That's also what I don't like.
0.
Well, I haven't seen The Matrix since I was born. So.
What are we going to do if it's a draw, by the way?
We're going to come up with something on the spot.
Okay. Organised. All right, cool. Right. Ready for this? This is like 100% from now on. If you don't get 100%, then it's a loss.
I'm a loser. You see, this is why it turns to your side.
But as I have said throughout this whole thing, it does get easier as you go through, apart from one. Right, there is one in this final four that everybody in the entire world should get. Everybody in the entire world should get. Anyone that's ever seen a film should get this quote. But I don't think anyone will. I don't think you will, to be fair. And I don't think anyone listening will, but okay. They should.
And you said there's 4 left?
There is 4 left.
4 left.
Right, you ready for this?
So I can only be equal to you now?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. How did it get so wrong?
Headset in.
Fuck.
I find your lack of faith disturbing.
Enough of this.
It is Darth Vader, played by James Earl Jones in Star Wars 1, now called The New Hope, Star Wars 4.
Yes, it is.
I know the scene as well, for extra points.
Yeah, everyone knows that scene.
All right. Yeah.
They're all around the table. He chokes them out.
Yeah.
And Tarkin's like, stop it, bitch.
Yeah, that's the thing. That's the funny thing in that clip is, like, you rewatch it and it's like, Vader is kind of a bitch of other humans that are above him.
Yeah.
And it's weird.
He's like a dog.
Yeah, because every time since then, they built him up as, like, one of the main baddies.
Mm-hmm.
But no, in the first one, he's like one of the...
Some random henchmen.
Yeah, basically. He stands out, but he's not the main guy. Not even the second main guy.
No, even like he's even Palpatine's bitch in the second and third.
Yeah.
Cool, right. This one's make or break.
Mm-hmm.
It all comes down to this one. And it's the whole clip, so you haven't got to wait. Chuck it in.
Yeah.
And I will play you as much of this as you want.
The whole movie.
The Sky People have sent us a message. That they can take whatever they want.
What is that new?
And no one can stop it.
So move on.
Well, we will send them a message. You ride out as fast as the wind can carry you.
Come out on the wind. And not this people.
You tell the other clans to come.
Maybe I should have skipped it forward a bit.
The score helps a little bit. I think I know. The sky people made me laugh. I don't know what that was about. The sky people.
The sky people.
I really don't want to lose. But yeah. I have a pretty good idea.
Yeah?
I think it's Jake Sully in Avatar.
Okay.
Let me just sit on that for a minute. Because what else could it be? This sounds so dumb. Sounds so dumb, and he's at that big tree and talking to the locals, and someone's getting translated for him. I just don't remember if he's like, I felt like they were just speaking English and that, but I haven't seen it in ages, so that's the only hiccup in my plan. Skype people. That's so dumb. There has to be Avatar. Fuck, I really don't want to lose.
Gonna push you for a final answer.
I mean, I haven't seen that movie since it came out in 2009. I was still a baby, teenager baby, so, but I just can't.
Oh, the tension. I can feel the tension.
Okay, I'm going to go Jake Sully in Avatar.
Okay, so you need 2 points to draw, and it is. I want you to keep these pauses in. It's Avatar. It's Jake Sully.
This was the hard one, right?
Yeah, that was the last one. That was the last hard one.
The sky people really gave it away.
Yeah.
But I don't remember that from the movie, but that sounds so dumb, you know?
I did really think about tripping you up on this one and doing something from Avatar 2.
Come on.
Right, cool. Right, we're in the business end of it now.
That's the thing, that the sky people also tripped me up, as because sky people should be like the third movie, right? Because in the first movie, it's land people, and then it's water people, and then it's sky people, right?
Okay.
Just my idea. I don't know. I don't know what James Cameron's doing.
Earth people. You ready?
Yeah. Simba. Oh. Father? No, don't make me listen to this. I'll cry. I heard from the first note, I got it.
Yeah.
Didn't even have to say Simba.
It's an episode title, Rick Makes Dan Cry.
Yeah. That's the music that makes me cry all the time. It is Mufasa, played by James Earl Jones in The Lion King, 1994.
Yes, it is. All right, so I'm not going to give you a bonus point because that would make you win the quiz, but I was going to.
Yeah.
if it didn't help you too much. All right, name the actor who plays Simba.
There's two actors.
There's two, but who does the adult one?
His name is... It's Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
It is. It's Matthew Broderick. I did not know that.
You didn't know that?
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, I knew that. Fucking quiz me on Lion King. I'll trash you, man.
I told you the last two, I mean... And the very last one.
Yeah.
I mean, if anyone doesn't get this, then, you know, I don't want to say like things like don't stop listening to the podcast, but, you know, you probably should.
Maybe you should watch more movies.
Right, you ready?
Yeah.
Here we go. This one's for the draw.
I am inevitable.
Ah, that's not enough words.
I know what it is already. It's Endgame.
It is Endgame. Yay!
So we
have drawn. Check my numbers.
No, it's 30.
Is it?
Oh, shit.
Oh, yeah, I don't think I included that Guns Akimbo one. Makes a total 30. You win.
Yes, motherfucker! I win! I was quite excited by what's the word?
Ladies.
When we getting the same points.
Yeah.
Because I was thinking, let's watch Human Tornado and The Net on separate TVs at the same time. Yes. I win.
You do win.
Oh, so close as well.
Yeah, it was. 29-30.
Yeah. God. Jeebus. Jeebus crisp. So tense.
That was it. That ending was tense, especially as we got the scores wrong. I got the scores wrong. Yeah.
So, winner, chicken dinner.
We're going to watch Human Tornado.
Human Tornado.
I do feel like my quiz was a little bit easier.
At the end?
Yeah.
I don't know. You got plenty of ones and I feel like I had a good mix.
I'll tell you what I should have done.
Yeah.
I should have stuck to my guns and not let you have the World War Z points and put another one in there. That's what I should have done.
Tough shit. Tough shit. I'm not going to let you steal it from me. I win.
You do win.
I would have known that because...
Or do I take a point off you for not guessing virologist? Nah, you won.
No.
Fair and square.
And there's bonus points for knowing Matthew Broderick.
Cool. Right. So Yes, that was the quiz.
Mm-hmm.
2-1.
Yeah. Next up, Human Tornado.
Human Tornado.
A very old movie. Your favorite. Very old, cheaply made. It's all your categories that you love.
Mm.
Very old, cheaply made. Minorities you know nothing about.
Badly acted.
Badly acted. That's probably going to be one of the most humorous part of that movie. There's so many fun catchphrases. Like, bitch, are you for real? That's my favorite.
Okay. Sounds great.
It is. Okay, bye.
All right, bye.
Human Tornado, what the fuck?
Bitch, are you for real?